Okay, moving on now to Masechet Ohalot, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tet. All right, so now what we were talking about, if you recall, was the question of what if you have a cistern in your house, which is called a dut or a chadut, and you had this menorah inside of the cistern, which kept it up, and there was a question of whether something that is supported by a kli is going to be, if you don't get your nose away from that camera, it's going to get pinched off. Okay, that does it. So the question over there is, support by a kli takes away the din of the ohel. Because in the same way that a kli can't be an ohel, something that's supported by a kli also cannot be an ohel. Over there we had a menorah that was inside of the cistern, and it was holding up the top, which was a basket, the big basket, the kvisha, that was used for zeitim. And because of that, it ruined the ability of the kvisha to protect in that case. I just want to mention that there is a very important other issue that has to do with the case of the menorah. And that is that if the menorah itself was mekabel tuma, so then if you hold that, this is the big machlokas that revolves around this Mishnah, is the din of cherev, areyu kechalal, is that a halacha that applies to tumas mace, even legabe tumas oyel, or as the Rambam learns, only for tumas maga? So if you learn that it's tumas ohel, then we've got a problem, because then if the menorah itself is tmeha, so then it should be mitami from inside the dut, everything, not just itself, because it itself became tame. So that becomes a whole other area of discussion over here, which is something interesting to keep in mind. Now, suppose, let's talk about not the kelim that were inside of the actual cistern, but kelim that are either between the basket cover and the covering the walls, that is the bricks around the wall of the cistern. So let's imagine you've got a knife or a needle, something thin that is not going to be a tefach, and therefore it's not going to hold things up in such a way that it will allow the tuma to come into the cistern, right? So the question over here is, if you've got something like that and they're underneath the covering, so here's what the problem is. The covering, which is a kli, even though it's mekabel tuma, I'm sorry, even though it's not mekabel tuma, it's talking about a big kli, that doesn't matter, remember, because a kli, no matter what size, can never be chotzeitz bifnei hatuma. So why is the basket being chotzeitz bifnei hatuma in this case? Only because it's up against the building. In other words, it's on the top of the dut, and therefore it's considered to be a chelik of the dut. So I understand that anything inside the dut is protected, but is something that is underneath the basket but not inside the dut, is that protected by virtue of the basket being part of the dut? And you can understand that that is a more complex question. Furthermore, what would be the din of something that is embedded in the wall of the dut, but it's under the area where the basket would cover? So does the covering of the basket go only on the contents of the dut, or does it go even on things that are in the wall? Now, the truth is, we really discussed this issue earlier. We even dealt with it in Kalim, and we saw that it's considered to be part of the dut. And here, we're saying the same thing. So if you have Kalim that come between the edge of the basket and the edge of the actual dut, and even if they're buried inside of the dut's sides, and I don't care if they go down to the center of the earth, for all I'm concerned, afilu ad atahom, and this was the subject of a Jules Verne's novel about the dinim of Tuma, where they took a journey to the center of the earth to see whether Tuma in the side of a dut would be mekabel Tuma. It's all going to be tahar. So if it's very thin, or if it's inside, the bottom line is, this kli, which is the kvisha, blocks the tumah because it's as if it's part of the walls. And therefore, the whole thing is protected. Even the ground underneath is protected. Now, how about vice versa? If the tumah is inside of Barnea's cup, no, inside, rather, of the dut, and the bayit, therefore, will be tamei. Now, there's several issues that are involved over here. The bayit would be tamei. Why? This should be able to protect the house, right? But over here, what we're getting into is the question of sof tumah letzeit. So as we saw before, we have a different problem. If the tumah ultimately is going to be removed from the dut, and it has to be taken out through the house from the dut, then it's betamei the house as if that's where it already is. Okay, now getting back to the original case. So now the tumah is in the house, and you do not have this kfisha that is properly covering it. So anything that's inside of the dut is certainly going to become tameh in this case. The question is, what would be the din without the kfisha of things that are buried in the wall or under the ground of this dut? So tumah babayit, kelim shebekotlei hechadut, im yesh bimekoma, tefach al rum tefach, tohorim. If these kelim are in a small tefach by tefach by tefach, so one cubic tefach, remember, is the size of a oihel that protects from tumah. So then they would be in their own personal oihel area. Therefore, they would not be mekabel tumah from the house. But imlav, if they don't have something that is protecting them as a separate oihel, they are going to be exposed to the tumah in the house. How about if the area of the wall that holds these kelim and does not have an area of a tefach by tefach, how about if it extends beyond the actual walls of the house? So that's the question. Will the tumah go through the cistern and be metame then? Or do we say that since this cistern is an extension of the house under the house, in other words, imagine the situation is over here, which is perfectly reasonable, that you've got this large cistern, the walls of your house are not built directly above the walls of the cistern. So I can actually point out places like this within a couple of blocks of my house, so that you've got a cistern under the ground, and you've got walls that are directly above the cistern, but the cistern continues out underground beyond the house. So that way you have much more storage room for the water. Why should it be the dependent dafka on your house? So now the question is the entire cistern viewed as being part of the house or not? So if you have kelim that are in the area of the dut that's outside of the house and they're buried in the wall, so are they going to become tameh because of the fact that it's as if they're inside of the house and the tumah is magia ad hatahom or not? So if, says the Mishnah, kotlei hachadut, so now the walls of the dut extend beyond the walls of the house, and buried inside of those walls are kelim. So then benkach u'benkach, they're tohorim, because they're definitely not in the same oil, and it's not considered to be part of that same oil at all. Slikale habayit shenisdak. Hadran alach perek habayit shenisdak.